thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. Our American Graduate Series, What's Next, is looking at students in their senior year of high school. Today, we're talking about getting financial aid for college, and the first step in that process is the Federal Application for Student Aid, or FAFSA for short. A lot of local seniors have already missed that first deadline. Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds visited one Dayton high school.
All you.
Right.
I am Hispanic.
Joanne Viscop's media arts class at Ponent's Career Technology Center is talking about financial aid for college. They're all seniors, and they're all at different stages of completing their Federal Application for Student Aid, or FAFSA.
You what?
I'm in process of completing it.
You're in process of completing it. Who else? You finished it?
Yeah.
Only 2 of 10 students in Viscop's class finished their FAFSA by March 1st. That's the priority deadline at some local colleges, like Wright State and University of Dayton. And throughout the region, only 35% of seniors completed their application by that date. Seniors can still turn in their FAFSA, but missing a college's priority deadline takes away some opportunities, and it limits others, like merit scholarships. Joanne Viscop explains.
Colleges have a certain amount of money, and they kind of give it away on a first-come, first-serve. So if you're late, you might have been eligible for that merit scholarship, but that money is already gone to the kid that did that by March 1st.
On top of that, there are even earlier deadlines for other scholarships, and every college is different. If it all seems a little confusing, there's a good reason. It is confusing. Ponent student Remy Greathouse thought there was only one deadline for all types of aid, and she thought she missed it.
I thought the deadline was March 1st, but come to find out, it's just for priority people like scholarships. So I just found out today I could finish my financial aid. I thought I wasn't going to be able to go to college or anything. I was scared. I was like, oh my God, I won't have financial aid.
Deadlines are just one complex aspect of FAFSA. There's also taxes. Ponent student Corey Nash.
The problem is they want your parents' taxes and your taxes. I don't know how to actually do the taxes thing. That's the only thing that's going to drive me nuts with the FAFSA.
Nash's confusion is common. The FAFSA requires students to have their parents' taxes and their own taxes, but most people don't file their taxes until April. Students can apply by using a previous year's taxes or by providing estimates, but many students are unaware of that fact. And the guidance counselors, the go-to people on this topic, are often swamped. Here's student David Lambus.
It is very difficult to actually talk to the guidance counselor. He's always busy.
But the students all seem to sympathize with their guidance counselor, Mr. Keener. They say it must be hard to work with so many students all the time. Keener won't say he's overworked, but it seems undeniable.
Am I overworked? I'm definitely coming in here every day busy with things to do. There's always something to do.
This is Keener's first year as senior guidance counselor, but he has a plan. He's visited every senior government class, and he's partnered with a job center and a community college to do financial aid workshops at the school. At one of those workshops, Erica Patton is filling out a form with her daughter. Her advice to parents of high school juniors?
I would tell them to research right now and look for anything. And even younger than a junior, because I do have a 13-year-old. So even now, I would look for things because kids that age can still get scholarships depending on what they're doing and be already prepared for it once they hit their senior year.
And senior Remy Greathouse also has some advice for juniors.
You don't want to miss a deadline because you feel like you missed out an opportunity for something good and to help you further your schooling. It's like a big fear.
Is that a bell? Is that the end of a period?
The federal government is trying to make the application process easier. Next school year, FAFSA will open in October instead of January, creating a much bigger window. For WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.
Thanks to Joanne Viscop's media arts class at Ponent's Career Technology High School. What's Next is a WYSO series produced in partnership with Think TV. It's part of the public media initiative American Graduate, which is funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.